These are the daily Bible readings for December 13th, or day 347. Prayer before reading the Holy Scriptures. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O King of glory, Lord of hosts, who didst triumphantly ascend the heavens, leave us not as orphans, but send us the promise of the Father, the Spirit of truth. We implore thee, O Lord, that the Counselor, who proceedeth from thee, will enlighten our souls and infuse into them all truth as thy Son hath promised. O God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, vouchsafe to grant us, according to the riches of thy glory, that Christ, by faith, may dwell in our hearts, which, rooted and grounded in charity, may acknowledge the love of Christ surpassing all knowledge, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Zacharias chapters 9 and 10. The burden of the word of the Lord in the land of Hadrach and of Damascus, the rest thereof, for an eye of man. And of all the tribes of Israel is the Lord's. Hamath also, and the borders thereof, and Tyre and Sidon, for they have taken to themselves to be exceeding wise. And Tyre hath built herself a stronghold, and heaped together silver as earth, and gold as the mire of the streets. Behold, the Lord shall possess her, and shall strike her strength in the sea, and she shall be devoured with fire. Ascalon shall see, and shall fear, and Gaza, and shall be very sorrowful, and Acheron, because her hope is confounded. And the king shall perish from Gaza, and Ascalon shall not be inhabited. And the divider shall sit in Azotus, and I will destroy the pride of the Philistines, and I will take away his blood out of his mouth, and his abominations from between his teeth, and even he shall be left to our God, and he shall be as a governor in Judah, and Acheron as a Jebusite, and I will encompass my house with them that serve me in war, going and returning, and the oppressor shall no more pass through them. For now I have seen with my eyes. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Behold, shout for joy, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king will come to thee, the just and Savior. He is poor, and riding upon an ass, and upon the colt of the foal of an ass. And I will destroy the chariot out of Ephraim, and the horse out of Jerusalem, and the bow for war shall be broken. And he shall speak peace to the Gentiles, and his power shall be from sea to sea, and from the rivers even to the end of the earth. Thou also, by the blood of thy testament, hast sent forth prisoners out of the pit, wherein is no water. Return to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. I will render thee double, as I declare today, because I have bent Judah for me as a bow. I have filled Ephraim, and I will raise up thy sons, O Zion, above thy sons, O Greece, and I will make thee as the sword of the mighty. And the Lord God shall be seen over them, and his dart shall go forth as lightning. And the Lord God will sound the trumpet, and go in the whirlwind of the south. The Lord of hosts will protect them, and they shall devour and subdue with the stones of the sling. And drinking they shall be inebriated, as it were, with wine, and they shall be filled as bowls, as the horns of the altar. And the Lord their God will save them in that day, as the flock of his people, for holy stones shall be lifted up over his land. For what is the good thing of him, and what is his beautiful thing, but the corn of the elect, and the wine springing forth virgins? Ask ye of the Lord rain in the latter season, and the Lord will make snows, and will give them showers of rain to every one, grass in the field. For the idols have spoken what was unprofitable, and the diviners have seen a lie, and the dreamers have spoken vanity. They comforted in vain, therefore they were led away as a flock. They shall be afflicted, because they have no shepherd. My wrath is kindled against the shepherds, and I will visit upon the buck goats. For the Lord of hosts hath visited his flock, the house of Judah, and hath made them as the horse of his glory in the battle. Out of him shall come forth the coroner, and out of him the pin, out of him the bow of battle, out of him every exactor together. And they shall be as mighty men, treading underfoot the mire of the ways in battle, and they shall fight, because the Lord is with them. And the riders of horses shall be confounded. And I will strengthen the house of Judah, and save the house of Joseph, and I will bring them back again, because I will have mercy on them, and they shall be as it were when I had cast them off, for I am the Lord their God, and will hear them. And they shall be as the valiant men of Ephraim, and their heart shall rejoice as through wine, and their children shall see, and shall rejoice, and their heart shall be joyful in the Lord. I will whistle for them, and I will gather them together, because I have redeemed them, and I will multiply them as they were multiplied before. And I will sow them among peoples, and from afar they shall remember me, and they shall live with their children and shall return. And I will bring them back out of the land of Egypt, and will gather them from among the Assyrians, and will bring them to the land of Galaad and Libanus, and place shall not be found for them. And he shall pass over the strait of the sea, and shall strike the waves of the sea, and all the depths of the river shall be confounded. And the pride of Assyria shall be humbled, and the scepter of Egypt shall depart. I will strengthen them in the Lord, and they shall walk in his name, saith the Lord. Ecclesiasticus chapter 33. No evil shall happen to him that feareth the Lord, but in temptation God will keep him, and deliver him from evils. A wise man hateth not the commandments and justices, and he shall not be dashed in pieces as a ship in a storm. A man of understanding is faithful to the law of God, and the law is faithful to him. He that cleareth up a question shall prepare what to say, and so having prayed he shall be heard, and shall keep discipline, and then he shall answer. The heart of a fool is as the wheel of a cart, and his thoughts are like a rolling axle tree. A friend that is a mocker is like a stallion horse. He neigheth under everyone that sitteth upon him. What doth one day excel another, and one light another, and one year another year, when all come of the sun? By the knowledge of the Lord they were distinguished, the sun being made, and keeping his commandment, he ordered the seasons and holidays of them, and in them they celebrated festivals at an hour. Some of them God made high and great days, and some of them he put in the number of ordinary days, and all men are from the ground, and out of the earth, and whence Adam was created. With much knowledge the Lord hath divided them, and diversified their ways. Some of them hath he blessed, and exalted, and some of them hath he sanctified, and set near himself, and some he hath cursed and brought low, and turned them from their station. As the potter's clay is in his hand to fashion and order it, all his ways are according to his ordering. So man is in the hand of him that made him, and he will render to him according to his judgment. Good is set against evil, and life against death. So also is the sinner against a just man. And so look upon all the works of the Most High, two and two, and one against another. And I awaked last of all, and as one that gathereth after the grape gatherers, and the blessing of God I also have hoped, and as one that gathereth grapes have I filled the winepress. See that I have not labored for myself only, but for all that seek discipline. Hear me, ye great men, and all ye people, and hearken with your ears, ye rulers of the church. Give not to son or wife, brother or friend, power over thee while thou livest, and give not thy estate to another, lest thou repent, and thou entreat for the same. As long as thou livest and hast breath in thee, let no man charge thee, For it is better that thy children should ask of thee than that thou look towards the hands of thy children. In all thy works keep the preeminence. Let no stain sully thy glory. In the time when thou shalt end the days of thy life, and in the time of thy decease, distribute thy inheritance. Fodder and a wand and a burden are for an ass, bread and correction and work for a slave. He worketh under correction and seeketh to rest. Let his hands be idle, and he seeketh liberty. The yoke and the thong bend a stiff neck, and continual labors bow a slave. Torture and fetters are for a malicious slave. Send him to work that he be not idle. For idleness hath taught much evil. Set him to work, for so it is fit for him. And if he be not obedient, bring him down with fetters. But be not excessive towards anyone, and do no grievous thing without judgment. If thou have a faithful servant, let him be to thee as thine own soul. Treat him as a brother, because in the blood of thy soul thou hast gotten him. If thou hurt him unjustly, he will run away. And if he rise up and depart, thou knowest not whom to ask, and in what way to seek him. The Apocalypse of St. John the Apostle, Chapter 4. After these things I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard, as it were, of a trumpet, speaking with me, said, Come up hither, and I will show thee the things which must be done hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, there was a throne set in heaven, and upon the throne one sitting. And he that sat was like to the sight, like the jasper and the sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in the sight, like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats 24 ancients, sitting in clothed in white garments, and on their heads were crowns of gold. And from the throne proceeded lightnings and voices and thunders, and there were 7 lamps burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And in the sight of the throne was, as it were, a sea of glass like to crystal. And in the midst of the throne, and round about the throne, were 4 living creatures, full of eyes, before and behind. And the first living creature was like a lion, and the second living creature like a calf, and the third living creature having the face, as it were, of a man. And the fourth living creature was like an eagle flying. And the 4 living creatures had each of them 6 wings, and round about and within they are full of eyes. And they rested not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was, and who is to come. And when those living creatures gave glory and honor and benediction to him that sitteth on the throne, who liveth for ever and ever, the 24 ancients fell down before him that sitteth on the throne, and adored him that liveth for ever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, our God, to receive glory and honor and power, because thou hast created all things, and for thy will they were and have been created. The Prayer of St. Bede the Venerable, after reading the Holy Scriptures. Let me not, O Lord, be puffed up with worldly wisdom which passes away, but grant me that love which never abates, that I may not choose to know anything among men but Jesus, and him crucified. I beg thee, dear Jesus, that he upon whom thou hast graciously bestowed the sweet savor of the words of thy knowledge, may also possess thee, font of all wisdom, and shine forever before thy countenance. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.